This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, we're making babies. Professor Shane Higgins, who's a consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the National Maternity Hospital, is with us here in studio this afternoon to answer all of your questions. Shane, how are you doing?
Very well, Andrea, thanks.
Good. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number, as always. As we're hopefully leaving the winter period behind, we urge you to get a little bit of sunshine later this week, Shane. We might start planning, though, a few summer trips abroad. I'm sure some people are thinking about this. If they're pregnant, what do they need to consider?
Well, I suppose, first of all, contrary to what many or some might believe, it's perfectly safe to travel. It's perfectly safe to fly. And if you're a young, fit, healthy woman with an uncomplicated pregnancy, you're absolutely fine to fly. What will come into play, particularly in the latter stages in the third trimester, is the restrictions that the airlines might put in place. And if you look at our two biggest carriers from Ireland, Aer Lingus and Ryanair, they will require you to carry on you a form signed by your care team to say that you're fit to fly from about 28 weeks onwards. So that's something you need to have on your person at the time of boarding. And you also need to be aware that they will eventually say that you're beyond the stage of which they consider it safe to fly. From an obstetric or a medical perspective, there probably is no upper gestational age limit. And if you look at other countries, in the States, for example, they allow you to fly domestically right up to 37, 38 weeks. So,
but it's also, it's not that we don't. It's not that you as a consultant obstetrician or gynecologist might say to your patient. So it's the airlines actually have
the airlines that put
restrictions around it.
My suspicion is that if you every now and again somebody's going to go into labour on a plane. One of our midwives delivered a patient on the way back from South Africa in a flight. So hats off to you.
Yeah.
But every now and again that will happen. And an aircraft might have to divert to an alternative airport, which comes with enormous inconvenience both for the passengers and the airline. So I think it's to try and reduce the chances of that happening. So they'll stop you around 34 weeks from flying. And so if you want to plan a holiday, certainly that's one of the things to do, is to look at what the carrier you're going to use to fly, see what their restrictions are from their website, and then plan your holidays around that. But it's perfectly safe to fly.
Right up until...
Absolutely. And again, when we lived in Australia, the domestic carriers there would allow you fly right up to your due date. But it's international travel. And I suppose the other thing you need to consider is, you know, what precautions should you take? And the big risk for a patient flying is the risk of a deep vein thrombosis. So the few things you should do is, first of all, drink lots of fluid when you're on board the flight and during the flight. And non-alcoholic. I didn't feel I needed to impress that upon the patients, but avoid alcohol, use flight stockings, and exercise your feet. And again, that doesn't involve necessarily getting up out of your seat and walking around the cabin. You can just plantar and dorsiflex your feet, so up and down at the ankles, and that will use the calf muscles to pump the blood out of the calves to avoid the risk of a DVT.
Any tips for people getting flights when pregnant in terms of, you know, what to wear beyond those stockings?
Nothing. Comfortable loose clothing, non-restrictive, and that's what the advice is. But no, there's nothing in particular, just the flight stockings to prevent or reduce the risk of a DVT. And the other things are also all aimed at reducing that risk of a deep vein thrombosis.
What about any anti-nausea travel medication? Can you take
that? Yeah, I mean, lots of patients will be taking anti-nausea medication during pregnancy anyway, as part of the morning sickness treatment. So yeah, if you feel that that's something that's going to impact on your travel, your ability to eat and drink, absolutely. Mm. You know, Caraban, Stamatol, They're the ones that we would prescribe, but there are lots of homeopathic anti-nausea medications that you can buy as well.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Professor Shane Higgins. We'll get to the listener questions though, Shane, in maybe just a moment or two. Are there countries you should avoid travelling to if you're pregnant?
Yeah, there are. And I think, you know, rather than try and list off a list of countries, there are a lot of really good websites which will keep you informed about the health-related risks of travelling. So Zika virus, you can say, well, that came from South America. It's found elsewhere as well. So if you want to plan a trip, particularly if it's to the Asia, South America, Africa, there are perhaps countries that you should avoid. But there are, you know, the government, Department of Foreign Affairs website will keep you informed. The HSE will keep you informed. But there are two websites. There's the European and the US CDC, Center for Disease Control websites. And they always have the most up-to-date information as far as foreign travel, foreign safe travel for pregnant patients are concerned. So I would advise patients, again, very much at the planning stage, plan your holidays. If you are going to be pregnant during that time, look at the countries you plan on visiting, see what the current status is as far as travel for pregnancy is concerned. It might be gestational age specific, so don't travel in the first trimester, don't travel in the third trimester. Check these things out. And the other things that patients should consider in advance of this plan would be to see what their vaccination status is for various...
Can you get a vaccine if you're
pregnant? You can get vaccines. And in fact, we recommend pertussis. We did recommend the COVID vaccine. We recommend the flu vaccine. So there are lots of vaccines.
Sorry, no, I meant travel vaccines. Yeah, absolutely.
You can. You shouldn't get live attenuated vaccines. So there are certain vaccines that are safe, certain vaccines you should avoid. But again, your GP will know which ones are region specific and whether they're safe or not. And again, this is all something you should think about in advance, because going along to your GP, having spent a fortune booking a holiday, to be told you can't go to that country would be very unfortunate.
So is it the concern that you might get something like malaria?
Yes, that's absolutely
the concern. Yeah.
But anti-malarial treatments are very safe in pregnancy, so you can take those. So that's not something to be concerned about at all. And that's prevalent throughout the world. So, but it's the more specific vaccines that you might need to get in advance that you need to consider either before pregnancy or outside the first trimester, certainly, and consult your GP or somewhere like the Tropical Medicines Bureau. They are very good at, and their websites will give you really useful advice on what vaccines you should get. So there's a lot of planning involved I mean, we're not talking about Europe here. We're talking about much further afield. But if you are planning those long hauls, then certainly do your homework before you book anything.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. So Shane, this listener is wondering, we have our honeymoon booked for Japan in May. I will be 20 weeks pregnant at the time. I am feeling very sick at the moment. Will it be okay, or what should I carry with me?
Well, provided there's not any other contraindication to you flying. And, you know, we spoke about that earlier, if you're a fit, healthy young woman. So, for example, if you have a history of delivering a baby at 24 or 26 weeks, you might not want to be out of the country. But if you have no history specific to pregnancy, you're fit and well, then this patient absolutely can travel. A lot of patients will certainly have the nausea and vomiting will have settled by the time they get to 20 weeks. For a small number, it won't. But taking your caravan, if you're already on it, just take enough of a supply to help you cope with the foreign travel and the period that you're going to be abroad. If you're not on caravan, there are other anti-nausea vomiting medications. Stemetol is a very good one. You would take it as required. So they're 5 milligram tablets. You just take that when you're feeling a bout of nausea or you're feeling sick. But what I would always advise somebody who currently isn't feeling the best to take something with them to avoid them having perhaps to engage with the Foreign Health Service. I'm sure the Foreign Health Service or the health service in Japan is second to none, as it is in many other countries. But, you know, there's always the language barriers. There's always, you know, lost in translation. So I think having a stock of medication that will help you, and for something as simple as like caravan or Stemetol, just get something from your GP or your healthcare provider in the hospital to take with you.
And at 20 weeks pregnant, will they need, so they'll just need to check in with the airline in advance with whoever they're flying with?
Well, at 20 weeks, there should be no issue with you flying. But what I say to my patients is get a letter from the hospital just to say when your due date is. It doesn't have to be the pro forma that you have to fill out for the likes of Ryanair or Aer Lingus. But if you bring a letter, if you're asked at the departure gate, are you pregnant? How many weeks are you? And you can provide them with the letter to say, I'm only 20 weeks. Well, then there's absolutely no reason for you not to fly.
Okay. Listener says, I've just found out that I'm three weeks pregnant. I have a holiday booked next week. Will I be okay to go?
Absolutely, you will. If you've had no problems with the pregnancy to date, there's no reason at all. The same rules about fluids, TED stockings or flight stockings, exercising your feet, the effects, the prothrombotic effects in pregnancy, the changes to your coagulation system that make it easier for your blood to clot, they're already well established now or being established at this point in time. So there is that risk. So these are the risks that you need to mitigate against by drinking, by exercising, by wearing the stockings.
What happens if I suffer any pain or cramping while I'm abroad?
Well, again, you know, I've had lots of patients over the last number of years who've had to access health services abroad. By and large, they're fantastic. They look after patients exceptionally well. They've got a great response time. There won't be huge lengths of waiting times. So if you have any bleeding or any pain in pregnancy and you're concerned, go to your local health system or health care center or hospital, particularly if it's got a maternity unit attached, and they'll be able to scan you to show you that everything's okay and to ensure that all is well. What I would advise, if you're kind of coming up to the end of the first trimester, 8, 9, 10 weeks, it might be best just to get a scan somewhere before you leave to make sure the pregnancy is in the right place and that all is well.
Friend of mine is getting married in Spain at the beginning of August. I'm due late September. Would it be safe to travel at this stage?
Beginning of August, late September. So you'll be about 32, 33 weeks. Yes. From my perspective, again, provided there's no other specific reason for you not to fly, yes, or to fly, yes, it is safe to fly.
Please ask Shane about vaccinations. I'm going to a wedding in Brazil in April. I'll be about 4 months pregnant at that stage. Would he advise I get a vaccine or would I be okay to go without it?
Well, one of the things that you'd be concerned about would be the Zika virus there, which you there's no vaccine against. So I would be, again, referring that patient to something like the CDC website to see how endemic, how prevalent is the condition at this moment in time in a country like Brazil, and then make a decision about whether to travel or not. It's not about vaccines for that. It's about whether you should take the risk or not.
Okay. 087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. Keep your questions coming in. A lot of listeners, actually pregnant listeners today, obviously thinking, you know, about holidays and hence where there's so many queries. Listeners wondering, am I okay to do a long haul flight, Shane, while breastfeeding? Would you have any advice on how I might manage this?
Well, you are absolutely, again, and I think one of the things that I would sort of emphasize most is about remaining very well hydrated if you're going to continue to breastfeed. But there's no reason at all not to. And I'm not quite sure what they mean by how they should manage it. You just breastfeed as you would have breastfed before you got on the flight and after you plan on getting off the flight. The same intervals, the same time, etc. So there should be no change to the pattern of the breastfeeding whilst you're on the flight itself.
Yeah, just the fact that it's a long-haul flight, I wonder.
No, there's no reason at all. You just continue to feed. You eat as you would normally. Mm. You drink as much fluid as you can possibly tolerate, but you just breastfeed as normal.
My brother's getting married in London 2 weeks before my due date. I'm considering doing the rail and sail so that I can actually go to the wedding. Mm. I did go over on my last child, so I would be very surprised if anything happened, and it's just for 2 days that I'm travelling to London, so I think I'll be fine. My husband, though, disagrees.
I don't know if her husband's listening or not, because she might not appreciate the advice.
Really?
Look, the fact that you went over in your first is not unusual, but you still had what we would refer to as a term delivery. Term being a 5 week window from 37 to 42 weeks, which means you could deliver now in this pregnancy at any gestational age between 37 and 42 weeks. So as long as you appreciate that you're taking some risk and you may end up having the baby in the UK somewhere, fine, but you are taking some risk. Now, the person will probably curse me when they come back from the wedding still pregnant, but there is a risk that you're taking, and it's not that it's a trivial risk.
But are they better to do the rail and sail than flying?
Well, they won't get on a flight. If they present to the domestic car or to Aer Lingus, Ryanair, possibly some of the others that fly between Ireland and the UK, they may not get on board at 38 weeks.
Okay, so they'll have to do rail and sail at that stage. We'd like to try to conceive this year. We do have a trip planned for November where we will need to take anti-malaria medication. Should we hold off until after the trip, just in case?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold off until after the trip, because there's lots of other things apart from malaria that you can be concerned about. And There's lots of conditions that are transmitted by the mosquito bite. So I would hold off until you get back from that long haul trip before you conceive.
Yeah. And is that the same for even if you're going through IVF or anything like that? Should you hold off?
I think so. I mean, early, the first trimester is a very vulnerable period in terms of the pregnancy. And picking up some rare foreign disease that might impact on your well-being, that could potentially impact on the baby, the fetus, is something that you should avoid. But again, go back to first principles. Find out where you're planning to go to. See what's endemic. See what vaccines you require. And then make an informed decision as to whether let's get the vaccines and continue with the trip, or let's hold off and wait till we come mm-hmm. back to get pregnant.
Quite a few people getting in touch as well, Shane, today, you know, talking about they're trying not to do or book any holidays just yet in the hope of conceiving over the next couple of months. I suppose a lot of people probably do that, do they?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we've spoken about conceiving. You have 12 opportunities in the course of a year because you ovulate once a month. So I wouldn't be pushing people to postpone holidays until after they get pregnant, or until after their first trimester, because that could be 6 or 9 or 12 months from now. I mean, if you're under 35, we wouldn't even consider referring you for investigation until you've been trying for a year. You don't want to put your life on hold for that year. It's perfectly safe to travel, particularly if it's long haul or short haul in Europe. If you plan holidays in Europe, I would say to anyone who's doing that, continue with your plans. If you get pregnant on holidays, if you get pregnant just before you go, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fine.
I'm worried about travelling in the summer. I'll be 7 months pregnant. I want to cancel our holiday to Italy in case it gets too hot. How bearable would the heat be in late pregnancy at over 30 degrees?
Well, I could tell you some stories now, but I won't. we've heard in recent years about how certain temperatures in Italy can reach the high 30s, early 40s, which is a very unbearable environment to be in. So I think, you know, decide where you're going to go. There's no risk to you or the baby by being in a very warm environment. You drink plenty of fluids to remain well hydrated. And I know I keep emphasizing these fluids, but you lose a lot of fluid during pregnancy through insensible loss. You evaporate, you sweat, you evaporate from your skin. So you need to replace a lot more fluid than you think you might. So as long as you continue to stick to those principles when you're abroad, watch what you're eating, drink lots of fluids, get plenty of rest, use the same sun protection you would use as if you weren't pregnant. There's no reason for you not to go. And you'll only be, you say 7 months, so I'm saying that's 28 to 30 weeks. That's perfectly safe to continue to go if you want to go.
Yeah, finally, due to travel in August. Sorry, am I okay to travel in August? I'm due at the beginning of October, thinking South Africa.
Yeah, you absolutely are. There's no, I mean, again, due when?
We're hoping to travel in August and I'm due at the beginning of October.
Okay, so you're going to be 30, 32, 34 weeks again. Go back to the first principles, check with your airline, see if they'll carry you at that gestational age. There's no point in, you know, your healthcare provider will provide you with a letter, but it will have accurate data in it. So it'll say when you're due, it'll say how many weeks you are, it'll say you're fit to fly. But if the airline says you can't fly beyond a certain gestational age, then you'll run the risk.
Professor Shane Higgins, consultant, obstetrician and gynaecologist at the National Maternity Hospital at Hollis Street. Shane, thanks a million for joining us here on Making Babies. Email as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.